H-D2 Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Christopher Cruz. Israel has attacked a refugee camp in Gaza again. CBS's Tina Kraus reports from Tel Aviv.
It was hit for a second time by Israeli airstrikes, sending Palestinian civilians in the area into outrage. They are again digging through the rubble with their bare hands, pulling out civilians, women, and children.
At a fundraiser in Minneapolis on Wednesday, for the first time, President Biden called for a humanitarian pause in the Israel-Hamas war. Schools were closed Wednesday for more than 45,000 school students in Portland, Oregon, after teachers went on strike. Among those on the picket line, first grade instructor Venus Caller.
We're asking for help for our students. We're asking for more mental health supports, smaller class sizes, safe and clean classrooms free of mold and rodents and under 87 degrees, which was what my classroom was the other day.
The cost of childcare has risen so high in recent years that some parents can't afford to work, says CBS's Stacey Lynn.
Inflation has driven up childcare costs, while a loss in federal funding is also playing a big role.
When you have both parents in the workforce, something's got to happen with their young kids.
Betsy Stevenson is a professor of public policy and economics at University of Michigan.
A lot of people are having to look to say, can we afford this higher cost of childcare?
The Texas Rangers are the World Series champs. CBS's Jennifer Kuiper has that.
Ranger fans, you're not dreaming.
A 5-0 win over the Arizona Diamondbacks in Game 5 lands the Texas Rangers with a first. Mitch Garver broke a 0-0 tie with an RBI single in the seventh. Nathan Eovaldi threw 6 scoreless innings, and the Rangers piled on 4 runs in the ninth for the win.
It's the first Fall Classic win in the 63-year history of the franchise. Former longtime Indiana University basketball coach Bobby Knight has died. He led the Hoosiers to 3 national championships, but was perhaps best known for his temper. Ken Bickoff with Pigs.com.
Throwing the chair is the most famous moment, but it seemed like every year there was some kind of controversy on and off the court. And that off the court behavior ended up costing him his job at Indiana.
Bobby Knight was 83. A jury in Illinois has ordered Conagra Brands to pay $7.1 million to a woman from Pennsylvania who was badly injured in 2017 when a can of cooking spray ignited in a commercial kitchen at her workplace and set her aflame. Conagra Brands owns Pam and a lot of other well-known food brands. It was another good day on Wall Street. The Dow closed up more than 0.5%. S&P 500 up more than 1%. This is CBS News.
Make the hiring process work for you. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Supreme Court is considering whether to hear a lawsuit to overturn the state's school choice program. WisPolitics reports conservative Justice Rebecca Bradley says the high court should have rejected the lawsuit. She says it's a policy matter for lawmakers to consider and not a matter for the courts. Chief Justice Annette Ziegler joined Bradley's dissent. Interested parties have until the 14th to weigh in. Open enrollment in the health insurance marketplace is underway. Democratic state lawmakers are reintroducing bills they say will make healthcare in Wisconsin better and more affordable. One bill would expand BadgerCare eligibility for some people up to 133% of the federal poverty level. Another bill would create a BadgerCare public option to buy health coverage on the state exchange. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Raptors dominate the Bucks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Milwaukee took on the Raptors last night in Toronto and ran into a buzzsaw. The final 130-111 in favor of Toronto. Bucks head coach Adrian Griffin was an assistant coach for the Raptors. Before that, a longtime NBA player. Bucks point guard Damian Lillard says players appreciate that.
I think anytime you have a former player as a coach, you automatically are one with them. You know, they understand our day-to-day. They understand our lives. They understand, you know, what goes into this game.
The Bucks are now 2-2. They host the Knicks tomorrow night. NFL fallout from the Packers' decision to trade starting defensive back Rasul Douglas to the Buffalo Bills in exchange for a third-round draft pick. I asked Matt LaFleur if Douglas had stepped out of line as a vocal leader in the locker room.
Now I want to set that down right away. It has nothing to do. I think he's been a positive impact in that locker room. So absolutely not.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Stars, a few clouds around overnight and 23 degrees by sunup. We'll see light southwest winds developing. Plentiful sunshine around the area Thursday. It will be cool, 41 degrees. Southwest winds up to 5 to 15. More clouds Friday near 47. It's 24 at our studios.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. From Liney Lodge and Carson Park, the entire Chippewa Valley is tapping in to the station talking about your hometown and all of Wisconsin. 93.5, The Tap.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Halloween edition. A little snowy, but glorious here in Madison. Happier happy hour. You ready for it, Dom?
Absolutely, Crudy. I love the happy hour. It's my favorite time of the day.
Well, it's always great when our buddy Scott Ross comes around. Appreciate you doing so, sir. Had a nice chat with Scott. Can't wait, man, for the year that is to come. We are a year out from the presidential election and perhaps elections that could recast every legislative district in the state of Wisconsin. But of course, we'd have to have a favorable court ruling. Those oral arguments, as mentioned before a couple times, Dom, begin on November 21st. Let's just say I have high expectations.
Do I?
But beyond that,
3 weeks from today, oral arguments. I mean, you know, this has been such a long time coming, Crudy. You know what I mean? I mean, I remember we were back when they were doing the maps 10 years ago. Well, more than 10 years ago now, but it was already, I mean, it was like, what? And all the stories that came out and how they were doing them and how biased they were, how politically, you know, biased they were. It seems like we've been talking about this since we've been doing this radio show, man. And finally, we're going to have hopefully some redress on this.
You know where I was 9 years ago today, Dom? I know this from the Facebook memories.
Yeah, the memories, yeah.
I was hanging out with Joe Zepecki on the Burke bus, the Mary Burke bus.
Wow.
And Joe reminded me, I spoke with our pal Joe Zepecki Communications. He was Mary Burke, then the gubernatorial candidate on the Democratic side. He was her comms director. And they rented a bus, Dom. And I got on the bus, and we did like a rolling interview with the candidate. And then Joe and I talked, and Joe was the bus driver. Technically, Joe drove the bus.
Literally.
And then we got to our final destination, and Joe said, get off the bus. And I said, I don't know where I am. And what I hadn't realized is it was a complete circular loop. We were back at the start point. So when, you know, like we're beside, like on the side of the building we started at, but you know. When I'm on the bus, I'm fully immersed in my bus activities.
Yes.
I didn't pay attention to, you know, where we got on or got off the bus. But anyways, that was 9 years ago today. And a year from now-ish, Election Day, Dom. Election Day on the federal level, on the state level. A lot of stuff could happen. Hell, even the county executive level in my county, Dane County, Joe Parisi, is going to resign to create a fall ballot situation for the county executive in Dane County. Special election, all that kind of stuff, Dom. Maybe there'll be good turnout here in Dane County. I sure do hope so.
I fully expect that there will be. Michael, as mentioned, though, you know, a year ago, would we have seen ourselves where we're at now? And then, you know, then fast forward a year from now, what do you think is going to happen? And I've been consistent. I don't think Trump's going to be on that ballot, man. What do you think?
I think that the tenor of politics has changed here in the state of Wisconsin and nationwide. And what changed that was the U.S. Supreme Court's Dobbs decision. And I think that we have, and Joe actually pointed a couple of things out to me. You're looking for tells a year out, right? At least I am. I'm always looking for tells. I'm looking for tea leaves to read. Well, look to Kentucky. Kentucky has a gubernatorial race going on off your election for Kentucky. Well, Andy Beshear, the Democratic governor of Kentucky, will he hold serve? Will Mississippi, which hasn't had a Democratic governor since like Dixiecrat days, think pre-New Deal, think pre-Lyndon Baines Johnson, that could be a very close race. And if the Democrat outperforms, maybe doesn't win because they might not quite be ready for a Democrat in Mississippi quite yet. But if it's within, like, let's say 5 points, that'd be a good sign. And then finally, the Virginia legislative races. If the Republicans don't take the third chamber, because right now it's a Republican governor. It's Republican. I forget if it's the upper or the lower chamber. I think they hold the Senate, the Republicans do, and the House of Commons, I believe they call it in Virginia, currently in Democratic control. If that continues to be the case after these elections, then I would say it's going to be a good year for the Democrats next year. And I think it will be, Dom. I think the tenor of the politics has changed. Women have not had their reproductive rights reinstalled. Have they? Did I miss something? I mean, I know Planned Parenthood might be performing abortions again in limited scope here in the state of Wisconsin, but women didn't get their rights back. We got a Speaker of the House trying to take us back to the 1690s. I mean, these Republicans, they're going to extremes against what the popular opinion of the electorate is. And short of,
that's not new. You know what I mean? What's the last policy the Republicans put forth that the majority tax cuts. Of people.
Everybody loves a tax cut.
Yeah, I mean, okay.
Tell me they got something else to offer, Dom. Tax cuts.
That's all they have. And sometimes it's good and most of the times it's bad. It's one thing if you cut taxes and then have a corresponding, you know, increase in revenue, because isn't that what the tax cuts are supposed to do, right? They're going to cut the taxes, and that's going to make more revenue, if you believe what they sell you. But it depends on when they're selling it. If Reagan's selling it or Bush is selling it, okay, so they got tax cuts, and hell, everyone likes a tax cut. That's why we have the national debt where we have it right now, because of literally the tax cuts within my lifetime. So besides that, What policies do the Republicans have that the majority of people in this country support?
Strong and wrong.
I'm just so, but I'm I guess
well,
my point
I
is,
think
I'm,
there
this
are
is, this isn't a whole new scenario. This is more of the same, and they've gotten more violent. I mean, Donald Trump gave permission for all the wackadoodles to come out and crap all over the Capitol. I mean, that hasn't gone away. And then there's still, as of today, headlines about people getting arrested for threatening the Fulton County Sheriff and Fawny Willis down in Georgia. I mean, these things are still happening of the violent side with the rhetoric, the Donald Trump stuff. That's the tenor I'm concerned about. The fact that Republicans don't want women to have abortions is consistent throughout Republicanism over the last 30 years, as far as I can tell. So the difference to me is the violence. The rhetoric, the Trumpiness, the MAGA. That's the difference.
Well, Republicans have wanted to ban abortions, perhaps since the Roe ruling in 1973, sure. Dom, but now they have successfully done that. And there are many states that are putting out, what, 6-week abortion bans? State of Wisconsin, depending on who you believe, there might be a complete ban on abortions. Now, there's a Dane County judge that says that's not the case. The 1849 law currently on the book bans infanticide, effectively killing a child, not aborting a fetus, but that's still to be decided in a court of law, I suspect, Dom. And women who have lost 50 years worth of reproductive rights because of the decision of a Supreme Court, I think they're still outraged, Dom. I don't think this is going to change. I think we're going to continue to see a blue trend in every elective cycle. I mean, look at the Protasewicz, man. And do I think the battle's won? Hell no. I'm going to be out here every day with you, buddy, fighting this battle, trying to get the truth out there. The battle being the battle for truth and democracy, small d democracy. That's what I care about. I know that's what a lot of our audience cares about, Dom. They can always be a part. 844-967-2789. But I also told our buddy Scott Ross, I'm about as confident as I've been about what the electoral outcome will be. You know, barring a meteorite crashing down in the White House and taking out, you know, Biden and Kamala.
No, now we have President Mike Johnson. Great.
I mean, crazier things have happened. Seemingly, it's since 2016, Dom. You know, there hasn't been a shortage of unbelievably crazy things to have in the political cycles. But I think this is a predictable outcome. And I think at this point, a year out, if the Democrats do their part and they call out what is going on in D.C., what is going on amongst the Republicans here in the state of Wisconsin, the people don't want this. And I think the people will be reactive at the ballot box, Dom. And if Donald Trump is indeed, and I know you don't think he will be, but if he is indeed the presidential nominee of the Republican Party, he turns about like nobody else, both sides. You could have something in excess of 85 million votes for Joe Biden this time around. You heard it here
844-967-2789. Crudy, haven't heard if you said you think he'll be on the ballot or not, but I'll just let that go. Mark from the SAC, you're up. What do you got for us?
Hey, Mark.
Yeah, thanks for the information today, guys. And I plan on leaving a message in Ron Johnson's office and lighten up their ears are going to be burning by the time they get done listening to my message, because the absolute idiocy of this man is that, does he think the elimination of smallpox and the other, you know, that world-altering diseases that we had that now have been basically eliminated in this world, does he think the vaccines for that are a bad thing? I mean, the man is a jackass. I mean, and the fact that Marie Bartiromo didn't challenge him on that, ask that question, means that she's just as idiotic as he is. I mean, these people, how they manage to draw breath, it's as good as an automatic thing, because they'd forget to do that if their body didn't require it.
Thank you for the call, Mark. Yes, Ron Johnson, Wisconsin's own senator, very concerned about the pre-planned, what, pandemic and the taking away of our rights by a group of very powerful elites.
I still don't understand how Lou Dobbs lost his job. Maria Bartiromo still has one on the Foxy News, despite the fact she was in the center of the Spartmatic and Dominion software. You know, the defamation suits, the $876 million settlement. I think that's got to sting, even the very deep-pocketed Rupert Murdoch. Come back, more devils.
We're up against a very powerful group of people.
93.5 The Tap.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft.
We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know what's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
You're listening to the radio show your mother warned you about, The Devil's Advocates.
And we're back. Thank you for listening to The Devil's Advocates radio show. You can always join us on the lines, 844-967-2789. Stick around. Egberto Willis, the host of Politics Done Right. He's going to join us at 5:30.
Dominic, you mentioned the fact the violence scares you.
Well, I didn't say it scares me. I'm just notifying and addressing the violence.
Well, I don't mean to put words in your mouth. I know nothing scares you except for spiders.
Arachnophobia.
Dominic, it's chilling. Trump thinks he's not responsible for supporter violence, according to legal experts. Here is the one I quote. Former senior prosecutor at the Justice Department and former FBI general counsel Andrew Weissman pointed to Donald Trump's appeal of a gag order in the 2020 election case, and he called it chilling, Dom. The gag order is under appeal, and Judge Tanya Chutkan has paused it while deciding whether or not it would be fully paused pending appeal. In a filing last week, special counsel Jack Smith explained that pausing the gag order is a dangerous move, as he already went on a rant against his former chief of staff, Mark Meadows. It comes at a time when Meadows was reportedly given immunity in the same case. And Weissman said that the thing he finds the most horrifying in the case is that Trump's lawyers made for why the gag order should not remain in place. Here's their explanation, Dom, and here's Weissman's thoughts. I think it is a question of Donald Trump's own continued words and words where he has seen consequences of those words. That is the reason you're seeing Judge Chutkan and Judge Ingeron take action, Weissman said, because, as they said, they're concerned about the targeting of individuals. He recalled Chutkan's case, saying that there is fear that jurors, court staff, prosecutors, and either other judges are in danger as a result of MAGA violence. And that's why Weissman thinks Chutkan is reacting the way she is. Here's a quote. I think that Judge Chutkan used those words, as you noted, Nicole, to point out why her order was not unduly vague, meaning that it is important for whoever is subject to an order to know what it specifies, because you want to make sure in connection with the First Amendment that you know what's prohibited and what isn't prohibited. And she gave very clear examples in her order, saying that is what you could do, that is what you couldn't do, and pointed out that in her view, Donald Trump was aware of that and knew exactly what her order specified. And Dom, I feel quite confident she will have to figure out a way to enforce it, because he's not going to honor the gag orders.
No, of course not.
A little bit more. Never mind. Less important. 844.
All right. Let's
967-2789.
Diane Anderson from Racine. Welcome, Diane. What do you got for us?
Hi. Hey, thanks so much, guys, for continuing to be political junkies like my husband, Bob, and I are. We've got to get people out there who are not the political junkies like the group of us to start paying more attention to what's going on in their lives with this election of Johnson as Speaker of the House.
Diane, how do we do that? I mean, obviously, we talk about it. We're in on it. We're dialed in. We do this for fun. Hell, some of us even get paid a little bit to do it, Diane. But how do you get people who aren't normally, you know, engaged to engage?
I don't know. One thing is you just have to make them know how their whole life is going to be affected if we can't get a functional Congress going. I also wanted to tell you guys that I did add something to my site as promised at the end of last week regarding a woman's right to choose. You know, they need to look at what the American College of Obstetrics and Gynecology says about a woman's right to choose and how it affects healthcare professionals.
Absolutely, Diane. Hey, if people want to find out more, because you're running, right? You're running for the first congressional district, right, here in the state of Wisconsin. Diane, appreciate the call. If people want to find out about your campaign, how would they do so?
They should go to AndersonWI1ST.com. AndersonWisconsinFirst.com.
Right on. We appreciate it. Thank you, Diane. Pleasure to meet you. Pleasure to talk with you as well. 844-967-2789. Dick from Madison, you're up. Welcome, Dick. What do you got for us?
Well, to this Michael Johnson, you know, how everybody's trying to figure out, you know, who his alter ego is. Like, you know, is he, I last week thought of Eddie Haskell, but that's old school. You know, I finally figured out who he is. I think he's Michael J. Fox when he was playing Michael Keaton or that role. I mean, he grows up in this family that's real left-leaning. You know, the father works for public television and all this. I don't know his background other than I've read about his dad, you know, being a firefighter.
So he's the Alex P. Keaton of House Speakers?
Family ties.
I mean, look at him.
But then he looked more like McFly, like the dad in Back to the Future. McFly, right? If you put glasses on McFly, doesn't he look more like Johnson?
But I'm just saying, I don't buy into this thing about Superman and Clark Kent. I mean, think about it. He's kind of a little guy, puts on the glasses, kind of geeky. I see him as Michael J. Fox playing that part all day long.
Oh, sorry about that, Dick. I mean, maybe, you know, I guess here's the thing. He's second in line for the presidency, man. You know what I mean? Alternet. Let me throw this one out there. Alternet.org. Why did Mike Johnson scrub 69 podcasts from his website? Speaker Johnson, who House Republicans unanimously voted for last week, has scrubbed his personal website, apparently deleting all 69 podcasts he and his wife Kelly began recording last year. Kelly's Johnson's business website, Onward Christian Counseling, has also been scrubbed. HuffPost reports she runs a counseling business that advocates the belief that homosexuality is comparative to bestiality and incest, according to its opening documents. Attempts to access both the websites now result in an error message, although those web addresses can have been archived. We talked a little bit about this. I mean, I don't remember Family Ties. I just don't remember the, you know, bestiality and you know, those kind of comments from that show and incest. But this is not uncommon. We've heard, you know, Republicans talk in these terms and in these frames before. Now, here's my question: if it's truly a belief, if you think that your Lord came to you and your interpretation of the Bible says that gay sex and homosexuality is compared to a bestiality and incest, then why would you scrub it? Why would you back off of it? You know what I'm saying? Was Jesus talking to you then, or is he telling you to scrub it? Because here's the deal, man. It's opportunism. That's what I think it is. I mean, look at how much money is in religion, for crying out loud. Who's a big guy nowadays? All the Ferraris. I don't even know the names anymore, man. I used to watch this guy back
Joel
in the day.
Olstein.
Olstein, right. Oh, man, I used to watch some of these old guys, and they were just terrible. The guy would just sit there and smoke a cigar and yell at the people on the television to give him money. That's all he did. He'd throw some, you know, some hardcore fire and brimstone in there, and they'd stop and say, here's the number, give me money. Opportunism, baby. Whether to believe it or not, I can't tell you, but I don't believe it.
Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocate Radio Show. We've got a fine guest joining us next. We welcome back Egberto, my bad. More Devil's Advocates on the other side. Family ties, Dom. I see you more as a, you know, Mickey Mouse Club guy. More Devils. We'll be back.
You're listening to 93.5, The Tap.
CBS News Brief. Some people have been allowed to leave Gaza through the gate at the border with Egypt, says CBS's Tina Krause in Tel Aviv.
For 3.5 weeks, that crossing between Gaza and Egypt has been blocked. These are foreign passport holders who were allowed to leave. How many will be able to leave in the coming days is still unclear.
Teachers in Portland, Oregon are on strike, keeping 45,000 public school students out of class. First grade instructor Venus Keller was on the picket line.
We've been asking for help for a while. We've been asking for these supports, and now we're just saying it a little bit louder.
Combustible college coach Bobby Knight has died. Ken Bickoff with Pigs.com.
The three national championships are what really rings for him as a college coaching legend.
Knight was 83. The Texas Rangers have won their first World Series in the 63-year history of the franchise, defeating the Arizona Diamondbacks 5-0 in Game 5. They won the series 4-1. CBS News Brief.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehow. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. An inmate died at the Waupun State Prison on Monday. That's the third death at Waupun in 4 months. The Dodge County Medical Examiner says autopsy reports won't be ready for a couple of months. The Waupun Prison has been in lockdown since March. The Journal Sentinel reports about 1,000 inmates have to stay in their cells around the clock. Families say they're concerned about health care at the prison. Wisconsin Supreme Court Chief Justice Annette Ziegler delivered the annual State of the Judiciary Address in Lake Geneva on Wednesday. The veteran conservative justice didn't spend much time addressing her clashes with the court's new liberal majority. Chief Ziegler instead focused on improving court security and mental health treatment options for offenders. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Stars a few clouds around overnight and 23 degrees by sunup. We'll see light southwest winds developing. Plentiful sunshine around the area Thursday. It will be cool, 41 degrees. Southwest winds up to 5 to 15. More clouds Friday near 47. It's 24 at our studios.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
93.5 The Tap.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change.
The Devil's Advocates, radio for the 99%.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, rolling through the happy hour, the Halloween edition. And we've been joined live via StreamYard by our friend Egberto Willis from Politics Done Right. Egberto, welcome back, man.
Hey, Egberto.
Man, it's my pleasure to be with the stars of Madison, Wisconsin. Are you kidding me?
You didn't know it was going to be dance-off bro time. That will dance.
No, I didn't know, but I kind of like it, you know? Hey.
That's how we solve our problems here. We do dance-offs. Egberto, welcome back. Got to ask you, it's been nearly a week, but your first impressions, at least for us, of the new Speaker of the House, MAGA Mike Johnson. What's your thoughts?
Wow. I tell you what, the first thing that I thought of is what everybody is saying. Hey, he's no better than Jim Jordan, but my God, he looks good. And I don't know about you guys. I don't go around admiring guys, right? But I saw this guy talk, and he speaks measuredly, and he has an air of authority. This Louisiana guy, I'm sorry, he looks cool. I mean, he's terrible, but I think we better be careful with the way we just kind of throw him, thinking that folks are going to look at him as this crazy MAGA guy, because he is a perfect instantiation of moving MAGA forward. Because again, he looks respectable. He sounds respectable. Think about how he started. He started by saying, I'm going to work with Akeem Jeffries, even though we don't agree. I'm going to sit down and talk to the brother. Hey, I kind of believed him. I mean, he's lying. Don't get me wrong now. But I'm like, this guy sounds good. So those of us who are progressive, be careful. This guy has the pedigree.
Oh, he's straight out of Central Casting, Egberto. And maybe that flies until someone asks him, hey, is the Earth 6,000 years old? You know, is homosexuality the same as bestiality and incest? I mean, shouldn't he be peppered constantly with these kinds of questions based on, you know, the public, the websites that he's been scrubbing? And similarly, all the Republicans that voted for him, Egberto, shouldn't they all have to answer some of these very basic questions?
Of course. But you know what? Everybody's not like you, Dom, or Kuro. Come on, man. Everybody aren't like you guys, and everybody aren't listening to you guys. The people that are out there, you know, you hear, you listen to This Week, or you listen to Meet the Press, or you listen to Face the Nation, or all these things. They actually treat him even better than they treated Donald Trump. They treat him like he actually makes sense, right? They treat him like there's some sort of intellect coming out of there, and people have a tendency to believe that. And one of the problems I think we as progressives have is we think we can say how bad he is and everybody will understand after we give them the itemized list of how bad he is. And then we leave it there and we think everybody's going to go to the voting booth and remember that we gave them the list. What the guys on the right know is they repeat something over and over and over and over again, and it becomes a part of, you know, a part of the ethos, right? So, I mean, look, the guy's horrendous. The guy's a nut job. But, Mike, it's going to take you, me, everybody else, hitting him day in, day out, reminding folks and getting, you know, I do a lot of these blog posts and clips or whatever. I don't have the pertinent clips of him yet. But we have to throw those clips out on TikTok and Instagram and all of those things. We have a lot of work to do because, you know, they're ahead on the job.
Egberto Willis from Politics Done Right, our fine guest. Egberto, the chaos that preceded the election of the new speaker, and he might look like Alex P. Keaton in glasses, but, you know, perhaps a dangerous character, as you point out. But do you think the American people were aware of the chaos that preceded this? And if they don't come up with a funding mechanism, the government's going to shut down in a couple weeks. Do you think the American people will notice that, sir?
No, I hate to say it. Look, let me tell you, man, we elected Trump, man. I know he didn't win with the majority, but I saw an interview with a guy. This was a guy, he looks decent, he's measured, and they interviewed him on MSNBC. I think it was actually on NBC, and they asked him if he will vote for Trump again, and he said, you know, I if somebody else come up, I would, but yes, I would vote for Trump, because Trump, while he misbehaves, I mean, he did a lot of good things, and you know, they were working under him. And I sat down, and my eyes, if it could have gotten any bigger, it would have gotten bigger, right? I'm sitting down here and saying, who the hell is informing you about what the guy did? I mean, if you look at what occurred today in the Senate when they drilled Mayorkas, you had Josh Hawley really drilling Mayorkas, having this anti-Semitic person on the job as if it were the fault of Mayorkas, right? But guess what? Guess who hired him? The Trump administration. Right. I mean, her. And you sit down there and you're like, these guys are great. Look, we have a lot. All I keep saying, and this is what I tell our audience all of the times, your audience, my audience, all the time. We have a lot of work to do because we think people think like us and they don't.
Folks are listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. That's Egberto Willis. He's the host of Politics Done Right. He's coming to us from Texas, right? Egberto, I just heard.
Ouch.
Ouch. Texas. What? The AG Paxton, April 15th. He goes on trial. Isn't that tax day? What's going on down in Texas, man?
Hey, let me tell you something here in Texas. We have likeliest the most homicidal legislature in the country. We are a state that has the worst health care, and we have a criminal attorney. Look, we have the attorney general that's a criminal. He's a thief. He's a thug. We have a governor that is an extortionist. We have that he's trying to extort $10,000 for each of his people right now. I mean, he has a session going on he called a special session. And you know what he said he's going to do? I'm going to hold you guys here, and I'm not going to give teachers raises unless you give me these vouchers that I want to give my friends, $10,000 per student, so that, you know, they can decide to go to whatever school they want to go to. To which we're saying, oh my God, what? He's given an investment mechanism to rich people, and nobody's talking about it. And the media is sitting down looking at it as if he's doing something positive. That's why I talk about we got a lot of work to do, because it's amazing how these people work.
Egberto, we've seen the choice school movement here in the state of Wisconsin for over 25 years. We now reroute over $1 billion per year, primarily for children going to private church school education, yes. 80% of which were already on the rolls of the schools before they received the voucher. At the taxpayer expense, we're effectively funding two school systems here in the state of Wisconsin. And not to be outdone, the speaker of the assembly here in the state of Wisconsin has refused to pay raises to half the state employees, the entire University of Wisconsin system, unless they eliminate diversity, equality, and DEI from their budgets. Nobody gets a raise unless we get rid of inclusion.
I find it amazing because that is not only in Wisconsin. This is all over. We had to do it in the state of Texas, the University of Texas, Austin, the most progressive school in the state and likely the country, had to do that as well. It's amazing that they're all playing from the same playbook, and they use extortion to get what they want to get. And even though most people don't think like them, going back to what Dom said, you have to think about this, right? If people are going to tolerate these things now, what else are they going to tolerate? They just don't get it. So, I mean, what we try to do is we try to make it sort of existential for people, right? I've been learning that these guys scare folks into doing things, and we don't quite know how to do that. We kind of like telling the truth perfectly and not scaring folks into doing what's right for them. I think we're going to have to change the modus operandi, because you're absolutely right about that. In Texas, we're not getting, the teachers are not going to get a raise until that occurs.
Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Your failure to do so will lead to your imminent death.
I like that. Yes.
How does that strike you? Is that fatalistic enough?
It's actually, but you know what? It's the best thing about it. People will believe you.
They should
believe you. Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, if you go out there, and we have to start telling folks we are existential too, and enumerate it. I mean, come on. Right now, Texas is killing people. We don't accept the Medicare expansion to the Medicaid expansion to the Affordable Care Act. And guess what? We are the state with the most people uninsured, both by number and by percentage. But we don't take it. We leave billions on the table every year. I mean, it's listening to us is really existential, my brothers.
You know, I hate to compare states, man, because we don't have Medicaid expansion either.
I know, man. I had no idea how similar Texas and Wisconsin really is, Egberto.
I saw in a ProPublica piece just the other day, Wisconsin and North Carolina, the two least small D Democratic states in the nation. I would have thought Texas would have been in there somewhere.
No, man. But let me tell you, we are really a progressive state if the progressives were voting, right? And so, I mean, we got a lot to do with that. Now, Wisconsin, look, I'm still very proud of Wisconsin, really. You know, I've been to Madison. By the way, I love Madison. But Wisconsin, at least you guys fight to get your redistricting correct. And you guys fight to get, come on, one of your senators is a Democrat. You know, your governor is a Democrat. I mean, come on, man.
Right.
We can't even get that done here, even though that's who we are.
Hey, let's not compare Ted Cruz and Ron Johnson. We might swap Ron for Ted, but it would be a tough decision.
Oh, but yes. Egberto, I mean, maybe you don't take, you know, the state doesn't take the Medicaid expansion, the Obamacare and all that. And maybe, you know, the teachers aren't getting paid and all that. But hell, I mean, your electrical system is your own, baby.
Right? Oh, that's my all God. You.
How had to bring that up.
I
mean, winter's coming up, man. I was wondering, I mean, how are things looking this year, man?
The same that it does every year. We're holding on by a prayer, but I got something even more special for you. We decided that we were going to really support Sarda green energy, even though we produce more wind than anybody else and wind turbines, etc. But here's what we did. We said to solve the problem, we are going to invest in generators so that what occurred when we froze to debt doesn't occur again. Guess what we said, though? The only thing we're going to fund are gas turbines. That's the only form of electricity. In other words, if you decide to build a solar farm, to build a dam, to do whatever, green or not, the only thing we're going to support, it has to be burning fossil fuels as the back-end store of our electrical grid.
Well, we do have you there. My understanding, there will be, right now, we've got about 15 gigawatts in the state of Wisconsin. I learned just earlier today, there is an investment in something like 11 gigawatts of renewable solar and 4 gigawatts of battery storage. And these things are in the queue. These things are going to happen. The investment dollars are there. That's going to create 20,000 jobs in the state of Wisconsin to bring these things online. So at least we got a better power infrastructure, question mark?
You got us beat, okay? Right. You got us beat.
Hey, you better be able to turn on the heat in the state of Wisconsin, man, because winter's about to set in here. We got snow on Halloween. I bet that's not happening in Houston.
Not in Houston, but in Dallas, maybe.
Thank you so much, Egberto Willis from Politics Done Right. How can people find your podcast, your show?
PoliticsDoneRight.com. PoliticsDoneRight.com. Visit us and you can get everything that you want. Thank you so kindly for having been with you guys.
Egberto, don't be a stranger. We'll have you back to Madison, but maybe in the spring, sir.
Yes, sir. Peace.
Come back. More Devil's Advocates. One last segment for your contribution. Dial us up right now. 844-967-2789. We got the right stuff.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy.
Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
You're listening to 93.5, The Tap.
The Devil's Advocates. Sausage making never looked so good.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show, our last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now at 844-967-2789. Stick around. The Maggie Dawn Show coming up next.
Dominic, want to thank our most recent guest, the fine one, Egberto Willis from Politics Done Right. You know, we do it just a little better here in Wisconsin. Slightly.
Than Texas?
I mean, slightly. Barely, slightly. We are the Mississippi of the North.
I know, man. I had no idea. I mean, Bridget starts talking about all the shenanigans Republicans are pulling down there. I'm like, wait a minute. That sounds very familiar to me.
Here's the difference between Ted Cruz and Ron Johnson. When Ron heads off to Cancun, he flies private.
Well, we're up against a very powerful group of people here.
844-967-2789. Rico from Rock County. Happy Halloween, fella.
Hey, Rico.
Hey, happy Halloween, guys.
What do you think of our pal Egberto suggesting we should be scaring you? Boo! Did I scare you, Rico?
Yeah, you scared me to death, guys. But hey, I have to say, I don't know what it's been. You know, about the month of October and the Devil's Advocate, there's something different about this whole month here. You guys have taken this show to a whole new level. I feel, you know, some of the finest broadcasting you guys have ever done. So whatever you're doing or whatever you've been doing, don't change a thing.
We banned CJ for the month of October.
Oh, I forgot about that. Yeah.
Oh, no, it's November tomorrow.
Yeah, oh, no.
But it's still don't pumpkin spice season somewhere. Is that your implication? A Octoberless month? No, CJ has enhanced and somehow raised the greatest radio product to new extraterrestrial heights, Rico.
Yeah, if we could just figure a way to get rid of Ron, is there a conspiracy you don't believe in, Johnson? That would be the best thing we could do.
Unfortunately, fella, he's not even on the ballot for 4 more years. 5, I guess.
There's other ways.
Well, know what I mean? No, I don't. No, I don't.
We can recall him.
Can we?
There's not a conspiracy theory that Ron Johnson doesn't believe in, right?
Here.
Just say, hey, Ron. There's a bunch of elite, powerful people that are planning to recall you. You should go check it out, man. Investigate. I mean, just give Ron, he'll chase his tail. Because obviously the man knows. He's got the insights, man. He's got the down low. Ron Johnson has all the answers. It's the elite cabal of powerful people that was this all pre-planned, man. It's more information's come to light, man. He's like the Big Lebowski of senators.
Dominic, I mentioned during the commercial break prior, had some trick-or-treaters come by. Only they brought the treats for me. Remember that day I asked for cookies on the air? Still working. Two nice folks.
Tell me radio doesn't work, man.
Two nice folks, Emma and Tim, came up to the... Well, I guess they were at the Solidarity Realty Studios, at least at the door thereof. I didn't actually sneak them in the studios, but I did go out and greet them, and they gave me a tin of Danish butter cookies.
Oh, yummy.
And the Pure Lines with the dark chocolate.
Oh, man, those are great. You don't even like coffee, man. You don't deserve
diabetes
those.
In a box, baby.
Come on, you just got to dip them in your coffee, crew. That's what they're for. They're so yummy.
Can I put them in my Diet Dew? That'll work.
No, that Diet Dew. You still drink that, man? Come on. Man,
I haven't cracked this one. I've only had 2 today.
In D.C., when you couldn't get any Diet Dew and only a couple of shots of Captain Morgan. Or was there a lot of Captain there?
I had to go looking for captain.
Yeah, like you got to go to college town to find some captain. All right, but I mean, they got coffee in DC, man.
I don't drink.
You
that
did
all, stuff.
You did so good. Why not, man? You did so good not drinking that green nasty diet dew, man. You got over the hump, man. Like 48 hours is the number. You got like 4 days
of no diet dew. Worst 4 days of my life. You know, Dom, I got a little event this Saturday night. I think I mentioned it yesterday, but just in case you weren't listening, I'll be at a fundraiser in Walworth County on Saturday night doing their 1 year gala 2023, 1 year till the election. If you know what I'm saying, Dom, this Saturday night in Delavan, I'll be there and there'll be some other fine political sorts. They include Sarah Godlewski, Melissa Agard, and Greta Neubauer. She's your minority leader. So we've got both the Senate and Assembly minority leader and the Secretary of State. And Crudy.
And Crudy.
Newly plucked from these Halloween cookies. Thank you, Tim and Emma.
We haven't had her on the show in a while, right? The Senate leader. I'm sorry, the
Melissa?
Minority leader.
It's been a month or so. Not terrible.
No, Greta Neubauer.
That has been far too long. We have not had her since she was elected minority leader of the assembly, or.
And you're going to be there on Saturday, man. So, you know.
Oh, yeah. I'll spread the love. I'll spread the love.
Yeah, man. Yeah, all right.
I also would like to acknowledge she's newly engaged. Love is in the air, apparently, this fall. Dom, the minority leader, getting married, apparently. She put it on her social medias. So, congrats to her. We'll have to bring her on the show and congratulate her and then grill her about what's the plan.
What is the plan? Apparently we need to get mean. Not mean. We need to scare people. Well, scare people.
Let's see if Joel's tricking or treating today from Walworth County. Joel, you could come down to the big gala, the Dem Gala on Saturday night. Hope to see you there. Welcome to the show.
Hey Joel.
Hey, thanks a lot. Yeah, I didn't know that was going on. I might head down there. I'm from East Troy, and my girlfriend's from Darien, so she may want to check that out too.
Well, we're at the resort in Delavan. That used to be Scott Walker territory. Yeah. Hell, Joel, I got to tell you,
I spent
my 30th birthday in Lake Beulah.
Oh no, yeah, it's a great area.
Joel, we cut you short, man. You got about a minute. What do you got for us?
Oh no, I just wanted to say. Speaking of, like your guest was saying, really liked what he was saying. The way, just even with a Warren bumper sticker on now, the way people are treating me on the roads, like, I think the existentialism, the trying to make people a little more scared, at least progressive, you know, I think that's, I think it's fair. I'm worried, man. It's getting pretty dicey out there.
It is. Be scared! You have reason to be scared. But if you listen to the Devil's Advocates, at least you'll be entertained. Hopefully. Thank you.
And informed.
Egberto Willis and Scott Ross are two fine guests today. Stick around. The Maggie Dawn Show is next. And then the Busted Pencils. Educated educators talking education right here on the Civic Media Network. Keep it locked. Happy Halloween. See you tomorrow.
Local talk about our hometown and all of Wisconsin has gone untapped until now. You're on 93.5 The Tap. Make sure and tell your friends. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap,
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap,
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228 EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.